USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo committed several acts of sexual harassment that violated federal and state law, including the very regulation he signed and promoted in the aftermath of the Me Too movement, according to a long-awaited and devastating report issued Tuesday by the state attorney general, Tish James. The report, released after an investigation was launched in March, concluded that the accusations of multiple women, many of them former or current state employees, were credible. Attorney General James adding,
Governor Cuomo's administration fostered a toxic workplace where staffers did not feel comfortable coming forward with complaints about sexual harassment due to a climate of fear.
The Senate, slowly moving toward final votes on a sweeping $1.2 trillion infrastructure package. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So, where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal. Today marks 2 years since 23 people were killed in a mass murder at a Walmart in Texas. The city of El Paso planning to commemorate the tragedy with a bell tolling ceremony, healing garden, and luminary display tonight. The 23-year-old suspect in the shooting has yet to stand trial. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Instead of spending time in their district in the first week of August, senators are spending their time on Capitol Hill pouring through a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan.
Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Senator James Lankford says he needs more time to digest the bill, but the Oklahoma Republican tells Newsmax TV that he wants to see an infrastructure bill that contains only projects that can be paid for.
Obviously, we need to do infrastructure. That's a given. We do infrastructure, but this is not just an infrastructure bill. This is the Biden team saying they want to do something historic to spend more on infrastructure that's ever been done. So it takes the normal infrastructure bill that we would do, which is about $400 billion, which is big, and then it tacks onto it all of these giant things that have no pay-fors on them at all.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is taking issue with a state law that prevents him from running for state or local office. He filed a federal lawsuit on Monday seeking a declaration finding that the law is unconstitutional. Blagojevich served more than 7 years of a 14-year prison sentence on corruption charges before his sentence was commuted last year by then-President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.